Track 1. Oversized pepper pots.
Few could have predicted the dramatic changes that were about to take place in the Clay Cross area when George Stevenson and his secretary, Charles Binns, set off to find the best route for the 72-mile-long Derby to Leeds Railway in 1835. Today's 2-mile journey, which will take at least 2 hours, will reveal how Clay Cross was built upon the ground beneath your feet, in more ways than one, and the memories of residents, which stretch as far back as the 1920s, will bring the fabric of the town's bricks and mortar to life. So why start the audio trail beside an oversized brick pepper pot? This is one of 11 shafts that Navis spent 2 years driving a mile-long tunnel directly below Clay Cross from 1837. It revealed several seams of good quality coal, oil and ironstone that George Stevenson was quick to exploit when he founded what would become the Clay Cross Company soon after. Rows of houses were rapidly erected to accommodate the rising workforce, and those who could not find lodgings lived in huts and shanties that were sprawled along the length of the tunnel and interspersed with beer houses. Within 10 years, the population had nearly tripled. Tunneling was a hazardous job. At least 10 workmen are known to have been killed, and likely many more during the tunnel's construction. In February 1838, William Bunting was killed when a truck fell down the shaft and hit him on the head. James Walker, a banksman, the man in charge of the shaft and cages at the colliery surface, fell down one of the shafts and was killed on the spot, as was Daniel Glinster, whose attention was distracted by a nearby fire. But this tunnel opened up the Midlands to the world, and for decades after, plumes of steam would billow up through these shafts into the town, as engines passed below.